This is Kevin Burt from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. In this episode entitled Andy and Barney in the Big City, we're going to find Barney and Andy doing some detective work. Mostly Barney, who thinks he's doing detective work, but Andy always helps him out. But this episode aired back on March 26, 1962, was written by Harvey Bullock and directed by Bob Sweeney. Now, the episode opens up with in the Taylor household with Andy and Barney about to go on a business trip. What's interesting about this is they say they're going to the big city. They never mention the town of Raleigh. We just assume that's where it is. And later on in episodes, they will mention cities in North Carolina, which I believe makes the show more realistic. But in this particular episode, they say the big city. So again, an interesting little note there of something that happened at on the Andy Griffith Show. And again, Aunt Bee does her normal thing, packs food for Andy, packs his suitcase, and even puts some Piccadilly relish in his suitcase. There's a little funny scene there where Barney starts to pick up Andy's suitcase, and Andy says, "Be careful, there's a bottle in there." And Barney says, "Oh, you've thought of everything, haven't you?" And he says, "Oh, no, it's just Piccadilly relish." So again, they head off to the trip, and next we see Andy and Barney at the hotel lobby. And Andy and Barney are registering there at the hotel. And then up comes a lady who has a very expensive-looking emerald necklace. And, of course, we have to assume that it's emerald necklace, but with the colors and everything, because it's a black-and-white episode. But Andy is signing in, and Barney's taking note. And then after she leaves, and there's the house detective there, who's going to play a big role in this story, Barney signs in. And so as they start to leave, the hotel desk clerk calls Barney Dr. Fife. Now, I love this. And Andy's like, "Doctor?" And he says, "Well, it says Bernard Fife, M.D. And M.D. stands for Mayberry Deputy. That's just brilliant writing as far as I'm concerned. Now, look closely in this episode when you see the hotel clerk. If that face doesn't look familiar to you, you're probably too young, but you remember the show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In? Well, that person playing the hotel clerk in this episode is Artie Johnson. He was the guy that would get up and say, "Very interesting," on Rowan and Martin Laugh-In, and that became a very popular phrase in the late 1960s and early 70s. So again, that's Artie Johnson at a much younger age. But anyway, back to the episode. Well, the reason Barney and Andy are in the big city, they're asking for new equipment. But basically they're told it doesn't look like they're going to get it because they really don't do many arrests there. And Andy makes the point, well, so if we had more crime and did our job less well, we might get the equipment. And the guy doesn't really disagree with them. But if you made some kind of, Barney and Andy figure out they need to make some kind of high-profile arrest. And, Barney's always into that. The next scene, again, is another cute little scene where they're in the restaurant. And in the restaurant scene, Barney and Andy it's a French restaurant, and they're trying to decide what to eat. Well, they can't read the menu. Well, Andy, being the practical kind of person that he is, decides to get a steak and green beans. And Barney does not want to be let on that they're hicks. And Andy says, well, there's worse thing than being hicks, and that's a hungry hick. Not hungry, but hungry hick. So, again, Barney just points at two things on the menu. And that's going to be our trivia question today. What two things did he point at on the menu and end up ordering? But again, once the waiter announces what they have to eat, the look on Barney's face is funny. So in the next scene, we see the house detective Bardoli. Now, in the earlier scene, Bardoli was watching over very closely of the lady with the emeralds. Now, again, if you see Bardoli, you're going to recognize this actor because he appeared on the Andy Griffith Show several times and played many different roles. It's Alan Melvin. Many people know him as the butcher on the Brady Bunch. But he returns the Andy Griffith Show several times, and you'll see him in various different roles. Usually, mostly interacting with Barney. In this particular episode, he's the house detective for this hotel. Now, what we see is Bardoli goes up to another person named CJ, and CJ is a criminal who's been caught before for pickpocketing. Basically, Bardoli warns CJ to keep his hands in his own pockets. Well, Barney doesn't know this. Barney has mistakenly selected Bardoli, who's the house detective. Barney thinks he's a jewel thief because Bardoli is following the lady with the emerald around. Of course, he's there to protect her, but Barney doesn't know that. So later on in the hotel lobby, we see Barn and CJ, who's the criminal now, sitting on the couch, and Barney starts talking with CJ and warns him there's a jewel thief in the house and actually points out it's Bardoli. Well, again, CJ is the real jewel thief, and he sees an opportunity here with an out-of-town deputy to possibly team up and have a heist here. So basically that's what happens. Barney and CJ sort of team up, and CJ tells Barney that he's a newspaper editor and thinks, oh my goodness, Barney thinks this is a good opportunity to get her name in a paper. So they go upstairs to check on the necklace and find out, you know, they know what room the lady's in, and they go in and discover it, and CJ goes to the bedroom, and he finds the emerald necklace, puts it in his pocket. By the time Barney gets in there, CJ tells him nothing's in there, and they should leave. Well, Barney sees the box that the necklace should be in, goes in and sees that it's gone. Now, what's interesting is Barney says, oh, it's gone. You know, he just assumes that it's been stolen, doesn't assume that the lady's even wearing it. But anyway, as they start to leave, Barney notices the doorknob's beginning to be turned, and that's because Bardoli's on the outside getting ready to come in the room to check on the emerald necklace. And so CJ and Barney go to the next bedroom, and when Bardoli comes in, Barney pushes him into the closet and locks him into the closet. Then he and CJ run out. Well, in another scene, we see Andy looking over police headquarters, and he's looking through some mug shots, and he sees the mug of CJ, and he had run into him earlier in the episode in the hotel, just bumped into him, and he says, that face looks familiar. So they start going back down to the hotel, and they run in, Andy and a police officer run into CJ and Barn, and then Andy recognizes that CJ is a jewel thief, and so Andy starts searching his pockets and pulls out the emerald, and Barney's eyes get big as saucers and realizes that, the part about this scene that, you know, is typical Andy Griffith is that Andy pretends that Barney had done this on purpose, that Barney had caught him. Rather than Andy taking credit for the arrest, he gives all the credit to Barney, which he does in several different episodes. He's always concerned about making Barney look good. And so the police officer takes CJ off, and then, unfortunately, I love this scene. Andy and Barney are going to the elevator, and during this time, you don't hear any dialogue, but you hear Andy tells Barney that the person he put in the closet upstairs was actually the house detective, and Don Knotts' reactions on the elevator are just beautiful. Again, I love this scene. It's one of the rare times where you hear no dialogue. They just, you know, basically use their body language to get across Barney's frustration. So, again, I love that. And then finally, in the last scene of this particular episode, Detective Bardoli comes up to see Barney, and Barney hides in the back room because he's embarrassed about what he did, but he hears that Bardoli telling Andy that he just wanted to thank the detective and say there's no hard feelings, thank Barney there's no hard feelings, he's just glad they got CJ Haskins and put him behind bars. And so when Barney hears that, he comes out and he's very friendly Detective Bardoli, and as he's leaving, Andy gets one little stab in. Is, you know, basically they've told Bardoli, if you come to town, just look him up in the phone book. And Andy says, yeah, you can find Barney under Fearless. And Barney gets aggravated at Andy. So again, another good episode that shows the caring of the people in Andy Griffith Show. Again, particularly the caring that Andy has of Barney. Andy does not seek the limelight. Barney does. And even though Barney didn't deserve it, Andy makes sure he gets the limelight. And that's one of the caring aspects of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, I hinted a little bit earlier about what the trivia question was. So here it is. When they were in the French restaurant, what did Barney end up ordering? Again, when they were in the French restaurant, what two items did Barney order? If you think you know the answer to that, you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Send me your answer, and I'll let you know if you got it right or not. Yeah, or if you want to self-check your answer, you can go to burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll see beside the name of the episode, Andy and Barney in the Big City, in parentheses, you'll see the answer to this episode's trivia questions. If you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to contact me again at burke@mayberry.com. I always enjoy hearing from you, and I will respond to your emails. I'm enjoying doing these podcasts, and I hope you're continuing to enjoy them. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And again, thanks for listening to Burke on Mayberry.